Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and also Lili Nishmas, Hoisha, Gittel, Basar of Eliezer, Monoyach. In this Parsha, Parsha's boy, there's an interesting Sipurnu where he gives us a bit of an insight into the aspect of Hashem, the nature of Hashem, the hanhoga, the conduct of Hashem, that really could help us to find the strength to put our trust in Him. On the Pasuk, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem LaHitziyom, the Sipurnu says, the Torah says, this is the night of Pesach, is the night of Shimurim, guarded, guarding. It's a special Shimurim Hu LaHashem, guarded to Hashem to take them out. So the Sipurnu says that Hashem was awaiting, yearning, mitzapeh, hoping, and focusing and awaiting to take them out. He never removed it. It never left his heart. It was always in his heart to take us out. But he didn't find the Jewish people worthy yet, muchonim, ready and worthy for the geula until that night. And that idea of redemption, he would guard and hope and await, like an anxious awaiting, ki chofetz chesed hu, because Hashem is desirous of doing chesed. And the Sipurnu continues in the next piece, hu halayla hazeh shimurim. He says, just like he was meshamer umetzapel geulas Yisrael, kol yemei golusam b'mitzrayim. When was he guarding and awaiting and almost craving the redemption of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim? All the days of the exile in Egypt. So you see here a very interesting thought. Hashem is chofetz chesed. He desires to do chesed. That's his thing. Olam chesed yibone, he created the world only for the purpose of doing chesed. And he's chofetz chesed. That's who he is. Mikel kamoicha noisei ovoin v'over al pesha l'sheres nachaloso l'hechzik l'arapoi ki chofetz chesed. That's one of the midas of Hashem, desirous of chesed. But here the Sipurnu tells us how that desire translates. It translates into a guarding. It translates into a craving and a yearning and a hoping and a looking forward to do chesed every single day that we were in exile. And let's think for a moment, who was in exile? The Klal Yisrael? That's true. But how did we behave in exile? We got involved with idol worship. Mishchu yadeichem me'avodah zorah, Chazal say, ukhu lechem tzoin. We got involved with avodah zorah. And we reached the Mem Tes Sharei Tuma. We were in rough shape. And in fact, at the end, he brings a posuk from Yeshaya that says, V'lachen yechake Hashem lechanenchem. What he was waiting, and he compares the two, what he was waiting was to give us a matnas chinom, which means he didn't expect that we would be able to be ready enough to deserve the geula, but just get to the level where I can give it to you for free. Even on that, even that needs a certain level of accomplishment. That's what he was waiting for. So to people so mired in avodah zorah and in shmutz and in all the terrible things that plagued them in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, meshimer umetzapeh, every day, every single day of the Golos, ki chofetz chesed hu. If this is Hashem's attitude, because he's chofetz chesed, and it's chofetz chesed means not because it's the whole Klal Yisrael, but because he's chofetz chesed. Chofetz chesed by Hashem means I don't take my mind off it. I'm guarding it. I'm waiting for it. I'm hoping for it every single day, despite how unworthy the object of my hope is. but I'm hoping to do chesed. If we know that that's the way Hashem operates, if we know that that's what he's all about, he's chofetz chesed to that extent, how much easier does it become for us to put our trust in him? Because that's what he wants. He's waiting for it. He's waiting for the excuse to be able to give us what we want. He guards it. He holds on to that opportunity, precious. He just can't wait until it happens. And not even waiting till we deserve it. Just waiting till he can give it for free, a matnas chinam, even to the undeserving. That also requires a certain level. And he's waiting for that. And that's his focus, and that's his intent, and that's his kaviyochel thought process. That should be very, very encouraging to us in terms of strengthening our ability to put our trust in the Chesed Hashem, knowing to the extent, the great extent to which he goes and wants and desires to do Chesed. There's a Gemara in Brochus, which also has very, very interesting insight in terms of Tefillah and Bitochen. The Gemara says, Amar Rab Choma Bar Chanina, Im Roye Odom Shehispalel Velo Nane, if you see a person who davened, who prayed and wasn't answered, Yachsav Yispalel, he should daven again, he should pray again. If you see someone whose prayers weren't answered, tell him to do it again. Shenamar, and the Gemara brings a proof to this. Kaveil Hashem Chazak V'Ameitz Libecho V'Kaveil Hashem. Hope to Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem. Strengthen yourself and strengthen your heart and hope to Hashem. Now, what it seems to be saying for that pasuk is that even when the hope has not been facilitated, it has not come to fruition, my hopes have not been satisfied, my desires have not been achieved, but still, Chazak V'Yameis Libecho, strengthen your heart and continue hoping. Don't give up hope. That's the concept of Kaveil Hashem Chazak V'Yameis Libecho and Kaveil Hashem. But the question is, how is this a proof that you should always be mispalo? If a person was mispalo and he wasn't answered, Yachsav Yispalo, Shenemar Kaveil Hashem. How does the hope of Kaveil Hashem tell us that, and since if you have hope and your hopes aren't satisfied, then hope again, where and how does that tell us that if a person prays and he's not answered, he should do it again? The Teretz says it seems quite clear from here that the essence of tefillah is really the inspiration to hope. And since the tefillah is to inspire this sense of hope and refusal to give up hope. So when we see that Pasuk says that when you hope and your hopes were not satisfied yet, then continue hoping, that really translates to say when you pray and your prayers were not answered yet, continue to pray. Because the yesod, the basis of tefillah, the basis of our tefillahs is really our ability to hope to Hashem, our ability to trust Hashem, the inspiration that we get from tefillah to put our trust in Hashem. That's really what it's all about. And a person who focuses his tefillah and prays with a sense of recognition of Hashem's kindness and dedication and generosity and rachmonis and chesed, will certainly become much more hopeful that his tefillahs will be answered, and that hope, if not satisfied, then one is told kaveil Hashem chazak v'ameis libecho v'kaveil Hashem, and hope to Hashem again. So that is really what the tefillah is all about, developing that hope. When we put together with that hope, why we're hoping, the extent of Hashem's chesed, the extent of Hashem's chofetz chesed, how desirous he is of chesed, what he does in order to enable and facilitate this chesed for us, that could be very inspiring in terms of being able to find the appreciation of Hashem's chesed, to put our hope, to put our trust. But the Gemara, there's another Gemara also in Brachos, I think it's Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, that speaks about someone who recited praises of Hashem. Somebody came to Reb Chanina and he said, these are how we refer to Hashem. Hokel, Hagodel, Hagibra, Vahanoira, Veho Ade, Veho Isis, Veho Haroui, Veha Chozok, Veho Amit, Veho Ido, Vahanichbod. He didn't stop heaping praises on Hashem. Himtim lo ad shedesayim. Himtim that Reb Chanina waited until he finished. And Kisim, when he finished Omalei, Simasniu lekulu shvochei demoroch, did you finish all of the praises of Hashem? So he says, what do you need all of those praises? We say only three things. Three things, and if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have made this, okay, Agodah Lagibra Vaneiro, we wouldn't even, and the Anshei Knesset Agdolah followed Moshe Rabbeinu's lead, we wouldn't be saying that either. And he says it's a marshal to a king who had Elef Alofim Din Rezov, or fortunes of gold coins, and someone praises him and says, hey, look, he has Kesef, he has silver coins, which are insignificant compared to the gold coins. And the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains that the symbolism of gold and silver is not that I'm adding something or something which is less significant in the context of everything. He says, it's a lie. I have gold, and you're praising me for silver. He says, you're praising me for something that I don't have. What is this really all about? I think that the lesson over here is really very interesting, because the Gemara says if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't said, okay, Agodah Lagibra Vaneiro, we wouldn't be allowed to say it. Hashem allows us, for our benefit, to recognize who he is, to have a deeper insight into his gvur, into his godless, into his chesed, into his rachamim, into every aspect of him. Therefore, he allows us to recite his praise. In reality, the praises that we recite are not praises. It's not like they're not so legitimate. They're not. They're insults. They're so limiting. They're so minuscule. The Rambam learns the pshat, it's a gnai because it's wrong. What I say has no shaykhus, with all the good intentions, with all the goodness I say, has no shaykhus to who he is. So why does he let me do it? Teretz is Hashem knows that we benefit. And if we benefit from something, then his goal of chesed in this world is being fulfilled, and that's really all that matters to him. It's oilom chesed yibone, it's everything about chesed, and this is a very interesting manifestation. When we stop to think of the fact that he allows us to praise him, all for the purpose of bettering ourselves, because he gains nothing from it, then we have a deeper insight into who he is, and we can use that insight with the insight of the Sipurnu, knowing to the extent of his chofetz chesed, to strengthen our trust in Hashem, to transform our tefillahs into more effective vehicles of achieving the will of Hashem. And we should truly be zeicha that to be able to strengthen our bitochen, and in the strengthening of that bitochen, and with the strengthening of that bitochen, we should be zeicha to kol tuv bo'ilam.